You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today's topic is leadership lessons, but the lessons might not be coming from where you anticipate. I'm going to talk about leadership lessons from a 9-year-old boy. Sometimes we can learn a lot from our kids, and it helps, as I've said before, to apply kind of situations unrelated to work situations to help us gain a little clarity and maybe a new perspective. So I'm going to share a story that happened a little bit ago when my youngest son was 9 years old. We took a family trip to Kalahari, a little long weekend excursion. So if you don't know Kalahari, that is a huge water park. So it was a ton of fun and lots of crazy rides and zipping around in water and a lot of time in bathing suits. And it, of course, also had a lazy river. And in case you haven't experienced the relaxation of a lazy river, let me explain it. It's basically just like it sounds, it's moving water. There's a current. You sit in an inner tube. And generally what people do is you're lazy. You just relax and you float in the inner tube and it kind of bumps you along. And, you know, everyone's going in one general direction, but your course might be changed a little bit if you bump another inner tube slightly. And then there's periodic waterfalls. And so sometimes you end up under a waterfall. Sometimes you end up going through the whole lazy river without hitting even one. But generally people's experience of it is that they go with the flow, literally the flow of the water, and just allow themselves to be bumped along by the current, other inner tubes, or maybe kind of hitting the sides a little bit and changing your trajectory slightly. Well, my son got a vision for doing the lazy river his own way, and he got really excited. He came to us and he said, "I've got an idea." He said, "We're going to do the lazy river my way." And he started to share his vision with passion. He said, "We're going to each get in an inner tube. We're going to hold on to the inner tube so we go through it together. We're going to paddle. I'm going to be in front. We're going to go as fast as we can, number one objective. And we're going to hit every waterfall, number two objective." Now, this is a completely different way of doing the lazy river than most people do, but this was his vision and he was excited about it. So he rallied the troops. We all grabbed our inner tubes, the resources that we needed, and jumped in. We held on with one hand and paddled with another. He took the lead and steered us in the direction he wanted us to go. And he kind of continued to yell out, you know, "Move left," or "We gotta head right." We laughed. It was joyful. We got really, really, really wet. We hit every waterfall. We bumped along. We probably looked crazy, but it really was one of the favorite moments of that entire trip. So what are the lessons, the leadership lessons that you can learn from this little story? First, I mean, he really did take on a leadership role. So number one, he had a vision, a very clear vision, and two specific objectives: go as fast as we can and hit every waterfall. And there were a lot. This is one of the longest lazy rivers there are, I think. So he had that very clear vision with specific objectives. He was passionate about his idea. So even though he was going off the beaten path and creating something that most people don't do in a lazy river, he was passionate about it. He had full tenacity. He was going to make it happen. He engaged us. He shared that vision with his passion. We felt his heart. We felt his excitement as he described the experience we were about to have. He created a team. He rallied the troops. He pulled us all together. And he said, "This is going to be awesome and we're going to do it together." So he shared his vision. He ignited us with his enthusiasm. He rallied us together. We all knew the objective. And we all knew the part that each one of us would play. He got us the required resources. He said, "We'll each need an inner tube. So So it was very clear that there weren't going to be two of us hanging on to one. We were each going to have our own. There was celebration throughout. So along the way, there was laughter and squealing and excitement and fun, belly laughing. And at the end, high fives. We did it. We created this great shared family memory. So what were the leadership lessons and how can you apply this in your business as a leader? One, do you have a clear vision with specific objectives that your team should be working towards? Do you have a passion for the outcomes you're creating? Can you get excited and enthusiastic as you share with your team? Share clear expectations, the roadmap for where you're going. What are you working towards? Do you pull the team together and rally the troops with that enthusiasm? Create that shared vision. Ignite everyone with your enthusiasm. Do you make sure that your team has all the resources that they need to meet the stated objectives? So what all do they need? And do they have it? And are you celebrating and having some fun along the way? Some quick high fives, maybe a little laughter, some good jobs, and then a little bigger celebration at the end, along with some shared memories and a great exercise in success together as a team. So I hope you've learned a few leadership lessons from a 9-year-old boy. See where you can apply these same strategies in your own business. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found value in today's podcast, I would really appreciate if you could follow through with the 3 S's. 1, subscribe, so that you know when new podcasts are coming up. 2, submit. I will have a Defeat Your Drama segment in future podcasts, and you can submit your own leadership or drama challenge with a question. I'll be answering those and providing specific customized solutions to your questions. So submit your questions. Also, I would love a review. Again, if you have found value and could add a review to iTunes, it will help other people find the value in this same podcast. And 3, support. Support this mission. I'm on a mission to defeat drama in the workplace and in life. If you know others who could benefit from the content in these podcasts, can you let them know? Email, a call, share on social media. It would really be appreciated. Again, it means the world to me that you've spent time out of your busy, busy day. There will be notes in the show notes. I'll do a summary of what I've talked about today. So check the website at defeatthedrama.com. Hit the podcast site tab, and that's where you can submit your questions. You can submit a review, and you can also subscribe. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. In the meantime, don't let anyone steal your focus or zap your joy. Let's defeat the drama now.